This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Border to Border, the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Voted on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. The award-winning Wendy's Big Show.
Let's get ready to rock. Let's get ready to go. Get set. Ready. Get up. Let's get it on with
the Wendy's Big Show.
Showtime, baby.
Play some ball.
Showtime.
This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler.
Well, it's the Big Show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary, Leroy, full cast. Spectrum News 1 tonight, right, gentlemen? You guys will be out with Dennis Krause, is that right?
Yeah, we'll be on tonight at 7 o'clock.
So catch make it. Sure to yeah. check these guys on.
Leroy's going to break down some plays for us, I believe. Not necessarily sure.
You don't know what plays you're breaking down yet?
Of course I do.
Oh, good.
He just never.
So how does that work? Like, do you text Dennis Krause and be like, all right, I want to do that play? Or do you
give
him?
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
Really?
You can pick a play and break it down. Because it's different with seeing it from.
Can you break down the only third down conversion they had in the game with Jordan Love throwing it?
Well, actually, I'm going to break that down, Steve.
Oh, yeah. Good. Yeah.
Why is that important?
Because I just like poking, that's all. No other reason.
Yeah, I'm asking him, why'd you pick that play?
He was just being sarcastic.
We were just trying to find some highlights, Leroy.
And that's what irritated me about LaFleur. Can I be honest about something?
Found?
Yeah, it's a thing I found.
Do you know what irritated me about this last
night?
About
not like Aaron Rodgers.
What irritated me about LaFleur last night?
What?
They asked him pretty much about, you know, positive whatever else.
Uh-huh.
I really couldn't come up with really a positive from the game. He should have said Jordan Love played pretty good when he got in there outside of the fumble. He moved the team down the field. I don't care if it was.
He's too mad about every other.
Well, I know.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I mean, the
That's
punter.
Way down on the
punter
down.
Played well, and I thought Jordan Love played well.
The punter did play well, though.
Yeah.
That's a good find.
Right. It's better than what
recovered.
We had.
He recovered.
It's better than what we had at punter.
Yeah. Well, he shanked one, too.
So. Well, I don't care. He's still better than what we had. I don't care what happens. Let's go to
we'll
Ed,
see.
South Side of Milwaukee, to talk about that embarrassing 38-3 loss to the Saints. What's going on, Ed?
Yeah, hey guys, how you doing?
Good.
Just before I say what I'm going to say, I want to let you know it took me a while to get to this point. But as I was telling the screen caller that we got the same guy all summer long that wanted to take down the ship, then the captain of the ship. And how do we not know that he is trying to, run us into an iceberg, knowing that it is his last time with the pack.
And you say Aaron is sabotaging the team?
You can even tell that there's some animosity there when they ask him a question about what LaFleur said about how ugly the game was. He said, well, I'll let him say that. It's only one game. He's not taking the reads. He's not taking what's given to him. You know, you wouldn't want the cook that you just argued with to cook your food.
That's true.
All I have to say.
Oh, that's a fact. That's
a great point. That's it. Thanks for the call.
I always tip 40%.
That's a fact.
That's true.
Yeah, you get good service, man. You got to treat people right.
Now, what Ed said is not something that I haven't seen on social media. There is a portion of the fan base that is starting to worry that Rodgers is going to attempt to take this thing down on those last year. Ruin his trade value because he'll be awful, so they won't be able to trade him for much of anything. And Steve, at the same point, bring the organization down.
He's not going to play bad intentionally.
Hold on. I agree with you. 1,000%. I'm just telling you what he said. There is a faction out there on social media that thinks the way he thinks and is looking at it that way.
I've seen him.
I'm not one of them. I think his ego's too large to purposely suck on purpose. Like, there's no way his ego would allow him to do that. There's just not. You know the other thing? That Aaron Andrews interview that he did.
Yeah.
I call BS on that too.
Why?
He said, well, there's really nothing left for me to do in football. First of all, I don't believe that to be true. Because this man wants to be considered amongst the greatest of all time. We all know he does.
Right.
This man wants to win more Super Bowls than Favre. We all know this too.
Correct.
So to come tell me or Aaron Andrews or anybody else that, oh, there's nothing left for you to accomplish, that's a bunch of malarkey. There's no chance.
Is that a new word?
Malarkey? Malarkey's a real word.
Yeah, but the other one you mixed in
there. Malarkey, well,
telling kids.
And if you saw that, a little disturbing for me because there is some things they didn't say. I mean, he pretty much said, I know the players better than Gunnar does.
He said it before.
I don't know if he's ever said it like that.
I'm sick of it.
But why that bothers you?
It's all me. Well, That's all this dude has been all offseason, which is fine. I mean, there's a lot of guys that are like this.
It's not bothered. You didn't go back it up.
Yeah, that's
not
fine.
Yesterday.
I don't care about the interview. Yeah, he can talk with him. I wanted to play.
Go back it up. You talk all the talk, but you got. Wasn't it talk to talk, walk to walk, or walk to walk, talk to talk? Something like that.
If you're going to talk to talk, walk to walk.
Yeah, so now you got to go do it.
Both of those.
All that, you say all that stuff, you got to go do it.
He put a bullseye on himself. And I think he wants it that way. I mean, I think that fuels people. I say just go play good. I mean, all the good and bad quarterback play, he's down there at the bottom. But he was the first one to say it. I think we got to all agree with that. He said, I played bad. I mean, I think he's his worst critic, and he's probably suffering from it more than we know.
No.
But I also have to say that he got to move forward. We as fans, it's hard for us to move forward. But the players got to move on, man. We have to. Otherwise, they've lost 5 straight. And you attribute it back to getting beat in Jacksonville.
If they're 0-5, Jordan Love should be starting in week 6.
But quit this.
Sorry, did I say that out loud?
Why are you?
Did I say that out loud? Sorry.
Did you hear him, Leroy?
Yeah, I know how to ignore stuff.
Oh, you went right past that. Okay.
Don't give them excuses about preseason. That's an excuse. I wouldn't do that. No, that's not a thing. This is not new. Because you could say, well, they didn't play in preseason. There's an excuse. No, that's not an excuse. You're the best quarterback in the league last year. You got to play better. You just got to play better. Not play better. I take that back. You got to play an elite level from here on out. Because he said it himself. People come here to play with me.
Who?
12. They come here. Anybody.
Who's coming to play with him? Who?
Anybody.
He
anybody.
Forced them to get Randall Cobb here.
Anybody.
Who?
It don't matter.
Well, again, you could say all that, but who?
Whoever came. But
he's been saying this forever. Who? What wide receiver came here to play with you because it's you?
Because they wouldn't sign the people.
Oh, that's what it is.
Well, you know that, Steve. Why
sure.
They ain't have any money to sign him because he's making all the money.
Well, that too. I mean, get all you can. Better get all you can. You can be working in the radio.
Well, be all you can be, Leroy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So my thing is, he created some of the smoke. And he's a big enough guy to fight through it.
No doubt.
He'll throw for 500 yards next week.
He might.
We got the same people who are saying they're going to flip and say, oh, yeah, man.
So this is what's going to happen. I'm going to predict it. They go whoop the Lions. And then part of the fan base is going to be like, who cares? It's the Lions. Now let's see what you do against San Francisco. That'll be the next game in which Packer fans will see. We'll see if this is real.
You can see it every week if you want.
Now, if they win on a field goal against the Lions, then
this
Packer fan base is going to act like it's a loss.
I just want to win.
I understand.
Yeah, but I'd rather have a win now.
The fan base is going to act like it's a loss if they barely beat
Detroit.
The fan
base is smarter than that. They come on.
We'll see.
That's semantics.
Irv, South Side of Milwaukee. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show with Gary and Leroy.
What's up, man? It's one game. It's a wake-up call. Like, we weren't ready, or we ain't the team that we thought we was going in. So I like a little smack in the face, man. You know, a little, like they call it, a piece of humble pie.
Right.
Get yourself together. Come out next week. I didn't like what I seen about the defense. I didn't see no difference. To me, the defense didn't look as good as it did under Patton. They looked like they was lost all the time. You know, like the that's when that first touchdown that tight end caught. Man, you can't. Ain't no tackling in an end zone. You go for play the ball. Why are you trying to tackle the man and he jumping
great
up in the
point.
Air and you going for his waist?
Great point.
So I was a little disturbed. I ended up turning the game off, man.
No, Irv, don't do that.
To watching the red zone. I just didn't want to see my team dysfunctional like that because I know I would get mad because it's one game. So I just moved on. I went and started watching the Kansas City game because I didn't want to see the team playing like that because I knew it was one game and then everybody going to start, oh, the Packers are done. They ain't done. It's one game.
It's one game.
But yeah, I just want to see them. You got to get it together. I know I'm gonna be at the Monday night game. I'm a little concerned because I did watch that Lions game and them boys play hard.
They did.
They play hard. You know, they got that 1-2 punch like we had with Swift and Jamal. And you know, they quarterback is serviceable. So they ain't gonna be no cakewalk like people think. Oh,
well,
the Lions defense
has to play better if they're gonna compete this year. That
the
is.
Lions
Thanks
always
for the call.
Play the Packers tough. Matter of fact, I think the Lions – Plucker, what was that stat 2018 was the last time y'all beat the Pack? The Lions beat the Packers or something like that?
I think it was the last time the Packers didn't score a touchdown in the game was against
like
the Lions
in
2018.
That popped up. So the Lions, hey, man, they ain't no cakewalk. I mean, they're just not. Nobody's a cakewalk now when you feel it, but the best recipe is a win.
There's not going to be a single excuse that's going to work if they lose to the Lions.
Don't need no
excuse. I don't want to hear anything. I don't want to hear, well, the Lions are better this year.
They might be.
Stop, man.
But there's no excuses this week.
Right. Agreed. Yeah. And I don't want to hear any next week if they lose that game.
No, they don't give excuses. That's why I've never heard the coach, after he told Jason Willis not to say bad words, he said one.
You did. And we caught it and bleeped it out.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, though, so he's hot.
Bad words. Yep.
He should be.
He's hot.
He should be.
Yeah.
If he wasn't, I'd be hot that he wasn't hot.
Yeah, you can see on the sideline, yes. Man. That's why I'm a big fan of his. He ain't no front runner. He knows it's a problem. He's trying to fix it.
Everybody's trying to get a ring at the end of the day, Gary. But if you don't play for a professional football team, you can still get a very nice ring.
No, you can over at the Jewelry Center, folks. Three you locations can. Locally, 76 and Layton Plaza in Brookfield. Off of Blue Mountain Road and Tri-City National Bank Building. Third location for you folks in Burlington, Wisconsin. Guys, shoptjc.com is a website where we do a lot of our business at. And of course, we did most of our business like that when we had over the pandemic. Everybody didn't want to go outside and do all that. So it is still up and running. Shoptjc.com, guys, you can go there and you can design your own diamond engagement ring right there at shoptjc.com and they'll get back to you within 48 hours with the price of that ring that you design. Also, guys, they're the home of the Lightbox Jewelry. That is lab-grown diamonds that they're going to have at the best price than any other store in the state. Guys, go check my good friends out today. If you're going to another jewelry store, I'm telling you right now, you're paying too much. If you want to pay less, go to the Jewelry Center and ask for the owner, Dean Murray.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh, live from the Lakeland University Studios.
Man,
with Online Learning.
Corbin Burns, man, that's all right. You know, I love it.
Online Learning at 7 locations throughout the state. Learn on your terms, Lakeland.edu. Yeah, Josh Hader, Corbin Burns, combined no hitter.
On the show, though, I understand we got a team here locally in first place.
Dan Plucker's working on it.
We need to get Corbin Burns on here. You talk about he has the top 10 best hair in the state. Him and Hader.
Corbin Burns
eight.
Is like number one in like 10 statistical categories for pitching right now.
Well, how's he in hair, though, on the team?
You're the hair expert on the show, not me.
I think
Hader
may be number one on the team.
No,
it's just a question I want
to
ask.
You think Rodgers will cut his hair if he continues not to play well?
He got to get rid of that mullet, cuz.
Think so?
Yeah, he got to get rid of that
Leroy.
Mullet. He got to get rid of that mullet.
My mama called me this morning, speaking of Rodgers, and she said, Lord, I saw Rodgers yesterday, Gary, and he looked like one of the
BGs?
No, the disciples.
With the long hair.
Yeah. And then she hit him with this.
It's pretty good.
She looked like one of the disciples, and I hope he ain't Judas.
No, Mom, he's not that. No.
I go, Mom, you can't be saying that. She goes, just so you know, he ain't no longer my boyfriend. My new boyfriend now is James Winston.
Mom just kind of jumping.
She got
out.
A little salty on.
I see, tell Mom to come on back home.
You can't
next
be
week.
Saying that, Mom. You can't be calling him one of the disciples. Well, look at his face. Look at his, hey, he look like one of the disciples.
I don't know his hair can grow that long.
I don't mind the disciples thing. It was the Judas comment that made me.
Right? I don't even know what Judas. Who is Judas? Yeah. Is he a disciple?
I don't think we should be talking about it.
Was. Really.
He was? Okay.
Yeah, we're good.
Was.
I don't think Mom wants you to say that.
Yeah, well, she said I can say that.
Yeah, but she said to you in private.
Let's go to.
I'm not going to tell you nothing in private.
That's true. That's right. Rich in Brookfield. Hey, you're next Rich. On the Wendy's Big Show. Rich? Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Afternoon.
What's up, I'm going to preface this. I know it's only one game, but
it's okay.
We've been talking about the hangover effect with Rodgers and everything in the summer. And then if you take a step back, I mean, look at, you know, the heck the Saints have gone through with the storm, their whole professional life has been uprooted, personal life has been uprooted. I mean, they were playing without a couple of their starting defensive backs. Their best receiver didn't play.
Yep.
And we're basically playing in front of what was a hometown crowd for us. That's what disturbs me the most, to come out and look the way we did. And they had numerous guys out on their on the Saints team, and we still, it's like we took advantage of nothing. I didn't, and I'll go with what you guys are saying. The play calling was just so erratic. There wasn't any short, quick to anything. Like, it was just, I don't know if they thought they could take advantage of the deep ball because they had a couple guys out, but it just, I don't know. Get back to what you guys have been saying. I think there is something in the preseason. If we had the same established line coming back like we had last year, you know, maybe that's one thing not to play the guys a lot. But knowing that we have pretty much a new line, the schedule is so much more brutal than what it was last year. And to expect Rodgers to come back and have, you know, that kind of touchdown to interception ratio, that's just, it's unheard of. It just usually doesn't happen. So I hear all these people who are calling in 14-3 and 15-2, and God, I want that more than anybody, but I just, reality's got to sink in sometimes. I mean, it just, and then I'm watching that Lions score, I'm thinking, oh, same old Lions. Well, I'll say one thing, they didn't quit and go away yesterday.
Right.
So I think next Monday night's game's going to be kind of interesting.
Well, blood's in the water if you're the Lions, if you're a Lions fan, and if you're Dan Campbell over there.
Thanks,
Rich. Because that's what he preaches. So you figure you come to Lambeau Field. They've been beat up, the Packers. You figure there's got to be blood in the water. You need to go attack them right now. The Green Bay Packers got a lot going on.
Jared Goff knows the defense he's going to be playing.
Yeah. I mean, they got a lot of stuff going on. Yeah.
This defense is formulated off the Rams or whatever they're claiming it is. Jared Goff practiced against that defense for a number of years.
T.J. Hockenson.
He might take a step up at tight end this year.
A tight end position, since Micah Hyde left, has been an issue. And you look at Shannon Sullivan, a guy I like very much. He got picked, so the guy's wide open. You got to go up and when you're down there, you can't play off in the red zone. You got to go up and challenge the guy. And then the other time, they had two guys on one guy in the flat, and then Amos had to fold back in and threw it. And then Jameis threw a high to the big, tall receiver, I mean, tight end, 83. But for the most part, I mean, I look at silver lining sometimes. Sometimes you don't have any, but they held Kamara in check. He had 20 carries for 83 yards. I mean, the longest run was 14. They only had two explosion plays, really, really one. That's the 55-yarder to Harris. That's just so – and then, you know, of course you had some scrambling plays by Jameis Winston. But one time, Kenny Clark had him. He ran right out of his arm. So those are the plays that coaches look at. Even if you play great on those plays, you still lose by 10 points. So sometimes you have to go over to your opponent. When you shake the hand, you don't go out there and shake the hand. You know, kids line up, y'all were better today. You had a great game plan. Because it makes you feel good about if you're honest with yourself.
Let me ask you this. Do you think this team can win with the defense bringing only three or four guys down on defense?
Well, sorry, rushing it.
Rushing the quarterback.
On base?
Bringing three or four guys. Not blitzing, not bringing extra guys.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you could do that. But, again, the 55-yarders, man. It's just how you play. Now, let's flip the switch. You saw they played Devontae? It was a guy on him all day long. And he had help at times. And then they had Jenkins. He walked down, and they were playing these combination zones. If a guy runs through your zone, he's your man. No matter who he is, So if you get three guys on Devontae, fine, let the other guys beat you. And they probably said, and I'm sure of this, that 83 is just down the field. So we're not going, nope, we're not giving it to them down the field. Al Lazard, if you want to throw him swing passes, you can have that. You can. That's not going to beat us. And then as Gary pointed out, you pointed out, Cobb didn't catch a pass to Jordan Love till later. So they're thinking, but again, after an offseason of dominating people, scoring almost 32 points a game, people do start to kind of look and see what you're doing, because Matt LaFleur's offense has been dominating ever since he got here. They've been dominating, whether it with Rodgers or however you want to look at it. So people have been looking at, okay, what they're doing different than Atlanta, than the Rams and some of this stuff. But the difference is Cooper Kupp. That's the difference. They got a guy in that slot that's amazing. That's what Amari Rodgers need to be. That opens it up, because you can't do all these things if Cooper Kupp is lighting them up, man.
The Rams don't have any better receivers than the Green Bay Packers.
Well, they got a good group.
Cooper
Kupp is the truth.
I understand. But
they don't have a Cooper Kupp.
They don't have
a Devontae Adams.
Devontae Adams is more the truther.
True, I like that word.
Than Cooper Kupp.
Oh yeah, no doubt. But why you can't have Woods, which is number? Wait, change his name. Is jersey number 2 now?
They all have changed. It threw me off. Impossible to know who's who.
That's why they got rid of Cooks.
Yep.
They say, you know, we just need a group that can be where you want to be, and the only thing we're missing is a passer. Mm-hmm. One of the best passers we've seen in this league is Matthew Stafford. He's still going to give you some opportunities.
That game wasn't real last night. That secondary was awful. On one play, you had Chicago? Three DBs chasing after, who was it, Cooper Kupp, 10 yards downfield. There was nobody around him. Pretty much anybody could have made that throw.
That's what the Amari other play, Rodgers need to be in this
the guy offense. Catches the ball, goes down, both Bears DBs run by, never touch him. The dude never gets up and runs into the end zone.
Yeah,
I mean, the Bears were awful.
I did that first time my rookie year we played. I forgot who it was. The guy catch, because you know, in college, you're down.
Right.
Correct.
You're down. So I wasn't thinking. So I'm like, I remember Noble said, come here. He said, you got to touch him. I said, why? He's down. He said, young blood, this is the pros. You got to touch. I said, oh, I forgot. Okay. So sometimes you just forget. But I don't know who those players are, if they're veterans or what. But
it was awful.
You know,
it was awful. Gary and I were watching the game here last night during the Green Gold Post Game show. And Gary's like, did you see that? And they show the replay. He's like, they never touched him. And I'm like, nope, sure didn't. Hey, you've heard me talk all about my friends at the Van Horn Automotive Group and their commitment to your satisfaction. They're family-born, employee-owned. So what does that mean to you? It means you should expect the best. It means that what the Van Horn family started in 1966 is entrusted in the employees to carry on doing business with integrity. It means that they are accountable to make sure your experience is not just satisfactory, but amazing. It means that you can buy the car you want the way that you want, 100% online, in person, or a combination of both.
What does that mean?
That you can get your car fixed right the first time and won't be sold anything you don't need. Explore Van Horn's 16 locations throughout Wisconsin and Iowa right now at VanHornAuto.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Border to border, the Big Show Radio.
They had a nice plan. You could tell that they were going to play a lot of two-man type coverages to take away Tay and some of the other weapons. And I think when you have teams that are going to do that to you, you better be able to run the football. And we didn't even really attempt to run it that much, which is my fault ultimately as the play caller.
Is it though?
Yes.
Is it though?
I like that kind of accountability.
I'm serious now.
I like it.
Do we know that LaFleur just didn't call any run plays? Or did the quarterback simply
He has to demand it. Hey, we're not checking out anything. I called run plays where we're going. Now, if you check out of it, if you check out his run play, it's got to be another run play. Don't check out of a run play to go to a pass play. He can make those recommendations, or he can make that statement and let it be true.
Wendy's Big Bacon Cheddar is finally here.
So it's on him.
It's got everything you could possibly want in a bacon cheeseburger, creamy cheddar cheese, applewood smoked bacon, sweet bacon sauce, crispy onions, and that fresh, never frozen beef that you love. All on a toasted cheddar bun. Download the Wendy's app and get the new Big Bacon Cheddar Cheeseburger delivered to you today for a limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Dan Plugger has been working his tail end off getting the show ready for tomorrow. We got Ross Tucker, our Odyssey NFL insider, in the first hour of the show. Leading off the second hour of the show, Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Can't wait to talk to him. And then in the third hour of the show, the man that called the no-hitter for the Brewers on Bally Sports Wisconsin, Craig Kishon.
Got to get Kishon.
He called it. I mean, there ain't many guys, broadcasters, that had an opportunity to call a no-hitter. Nonetheless, a no-hitter in the pros, and Craig Kishon got to do it. So happy for Craig Kishon. So we'll talk to him tomorrow in the third hour of the show. Just a great, great show that Plucker put together for us tomorrow. I want to go back to what LaFleur just said there about running the football. Yeah. Now, I'll get both perspectives.
Sure.
I want to get the offensive perspective from you, Gary, and the defensive perspective from Leroy.
Go ahead.
For you as an offensive player, is there a point total where, okay, once we're down this much or whatever, now it's probably time to abandon the run and start throwing the football? Because to me, it felt like once it got to 17-0, it was all done and they were throwing the rest of the game. But it was still in the first half when that happened, and they moved the ball down the field. They kicked the field goal 17-3. Even when they came out in the second half, it didn't feel like they had any intention of running the football.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a point total. I think you just got to go by the feel of the game and what your offense feel comfortable doing. And, you know, down 17-0, that's a big deficit right now because your defense really hadn't stopped them. And a lot of that's predicated on that as well. If you have an offensive game plan, how was my defense playing? Can my defense get us the ball back? Can we get picks? Can we get turnovers? If that's not happening on the defensive side of the ball, then we may have to throw a little bit more. And it felt like the defense, or it did, they weren't getting any stops. They couldn't stop James to save their lives.
Leroy, on the defensive side of the ball, when your team is up by so much, is there a point where you're like, all right, there's no way they're running now. We can kind of pin our ears back and go after the quarterback because we know they're going to throw.
Yeah, I think if you're down 17, that's nothing in the NFL. You can still run. You can still stay with your game plan. You don't have to abandon it. I've seen teams down 21 nothing keep running the ball. And I was like, wait a minute, we're up 21.
Well, didn't the Colts do that a couple years ago to the Packers?
And they did it last year, too. And they ran the ball with Jonathan Taylor. and they got back in it. You know, so my thing is stick with your game plan until, like you said, Gary said, the feel of it. But sooner or later, if they're playing a lot of two-shell man underneath, that's recipe for screens and draws. Screens, and draw. You will screen them to death. Now that rush got to slow down. Now Cam Jordan said, oh, you know what? I can't just run past Newman now because it's a screen. So you got to do, you know, things like that, misdirection stuff. And we talked about them having – he's going to have more movement this week. And I think that's something they're going to talk about. They're also going to talk about the intermediate plays. But, again, this is a throwing offense. But we also have heard it's also a running offense with your two running backs. But Aaron Jones, if you had him in fantasy, man, you're very disappointed. But he, even if you're going down, he has to do – I mean, get at least 20 carries. I mean, you got. I mean, this is one of your top backs. You got to keep him involved. If you have to split him out to a receiver, make him your slot guy. Keep him involved. And then you also have to say to yourself, self, I don't have to get these big chunks all at once. Because when they hit the Packers with that 55-yarder, they was up 31-3 or whatever, or 24-3 or whatever. But they threw it deep because that was the best opportunity to say, when is, you know, they get a little lackadaisical over there. Now's the time. And that's what the Packers got. They have to wait. So if you run the ball, those safeties have to come up. Now you can get better opportunities.
LaFleur talked about the struggles on offense.
You got to start with looking at your plan for what you had for them. So I would say that's where we start. And then how well did we execute the plays and were there opportunities to be made, you know, within those plays? Obviously, we didn't execute, but I think we're all going to start to look right at the plan first.
I want to look at the offensive line. Because this is an area which we all had questions about going in.
Sure.
Now, according to Rodgers, he thought Myers played very well. According to Pro Football Focus, Jenkins played very well. Myers played very well. And Patrick played very well. And in the time I was watching, Billy Turner seemed to get pushed back. Now, again, the guy that he was facing, obviously Cam Jordan, very good. But that obviously is one thing that I think we look at here. For me, I've said it leading up to it, I want to see Dennis Kelly at right tackle. I just want to see what it looks like. You were getting blown out. It would have been a good time to put him out there, the vet, and see how he looks in place of, say, Billy Turner, if that's something to be considered. And then, of course, when you have that rookie guard on the inside, Royce Newman, how did the offensive line look to you yesterday, Leroy?
Shaky. I mean, Newman, they may make a change there because they have a short, but they may say, hey, man, let's he earn the job. You know, we'll give him a few more weeks. Because sometimes he looked pretty good on run plays. He looked good. But pass downs, man, you know, I mean, Cam Jordan didn't even stop. He didn't even stop. Just ran around it. And you're going to play a lot more defenses that are very good interior-wise. But, again, you know, they can bring the tight ends in, but DeGore got hurt. So that probably threw out that whole plan of using the H-back is the guy to come in like a fullback. And then they had Daphne at times rolling. They got to keep those guys in right behind Newman so they can get the ball off. But Aaron Rodgers has to know that, too. I got a clock that I got to get this ball out.
And that wasn't happening.
I got to get the ball out. I got to get it out. If they're running two-man routes, you got to try to get in the middle of the field, and you got to have somebody going down the middle of the field to split them safeties. They'll come out of it. But if you see a guy 20, 25 yards deep in a single high, shaded to Devontae, and you want to throw it backside, that needs to be a straight nine route, just a go. It can't be an eight like a post, because that guy, man, they've seen enough film of Aaron Rodgers, and this offense now, no, I think I know what they want to do in this particular set, but that's fine. You can still execute it. Go through your progression. Just check it down, and we'll live to see another day.
All right, Aaron Jones, he talked after the game as well, and he talked about the game plan coming in, which is what Matt LaFleur had just talked about.
You know, we installed both pass and run, so what was installed was pretty much the same. So, I mean, coming in, you don't know how many runs you're going to get, how many passes you're going to get, but you just got to be able to, I mean, be prepared for when one of those plays are called. So, I didn't know how much we were going to run the ball coming in. I know how much we're going to pass the ball, but I know Coach kind of wants to always be balanced.
Gary, going into a football game from an offensive strategy standpoint, did you know when you were in college or in the pros how much of work
You know, they wanted to get you going in to a game, whether it be at Wisconsin or Green Bay.
Yeah, I mean, right away you knew what your role was going to be. You know, I mean, you know certain situations you want to take advantage of, and really, you know, the kind of offense you're in. Like, what do you believe in? You have those concepts, and I think, you know, with the Green Bay Packers, their concept going into a game, it feels like to me they want Aaron Jones to have between 20 and 25 touches per game, no matter how they get them. That didn't happen. I think they also have a touch count with A.J. Dillon that got out of hand. That didn't happen. So, yeah, you know going in, you know, where they want to run and how they want to run it and what are your landmarks, you know, all that kind of stuff. And so they just got away from their game plan and what they wanted to do. I mean, after they got down 17-0, I think they just – maybe threw away the playbook and they tried to do something a little bit else and get the ball down the field a little bit more. I think that's where they rely on Aaron Rodgers maybe a little bit too much.
What's your biggest gripe from yesterday? You can vent here as well. The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct. You can also tweet us at Big Show Network like Magoo did. My biggest gripe is that the Packers simply didn't come to play. They were poorly prepared, sloppy, and disorganized. The Saints, on the other hand, were well-prepared and ready to go.
It felt that way.
Then he tweeted back again just a couple minutes ago. He said, aside, yesterday my wife said, let's not watch the Packers game. She's fed up with Aaron Rodgers. Let's watch Miss Marple instead.
Miss who?
Marple.
Okay.
We watched both, but she was right. Miss Marple was much more interesting and exciting than the actual Packer game itself. That is from Magoo tweeting at Big Show Network. And that's the thing. Like, with Rodgers, even though everybody's Packer fans, there was a lot of, well, karma got you, Aaron. Karma kind of got you.
Yeah.
The way you acted all offseason thinking you were bigger than the Packers and bigger than the game, karma might have just, you know, snuck up and bitch in the behind for that one.
Yeah.
And that very well may be what it is. Let's go to Kurt listening on The Fan in Green Bay. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show with Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler.
How are you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, Kurt.
Hey, the question I have is you had Tonyan that led the league in touchdowns for tight ends last year. I believe the only pass that was completed to a tight end was the big dog. You got the girl that gets hurt, and I saw Daphne for a couple blocking plays. I didn't even see him involved in anything. How can you take one of your best guys out from last year and not even give him a sniff of the ball?
That's a good question, Leroy. What were the Saints doing defensively to take Robert Tonyan out of the game, or was it simply on 12, not getting him the ball?
Well, they weren't doing anything to take Tonyan out of the game.
What were they doing?
Yeah, actually, Tonyan had 2 catches for 8 yards. It's about 17. The other guys, they're just covered. It's about 17. They ain't writing up plans to stop nobody else. Just take my word for it. MVS, Lazard, all those guys can have career years if they can separate or catch the ball and break a tackle. You're going to always see, and I was never that great at math, but I was adequate. But if they got 2 guys on 17, somebody got a true one-on-one. Or somebody may be free. And Aaron normally finds that free guy, or you find the guy with the best matchup, and you try to get him the ball. That's why Big Dog probably get it ball. But I will say this, on one of the sacks, LaFleur was a lot more aggressive than I wanted, especially in that first fourth down they converted on your own, like 25 or something, like 28. I don't think I would be doing that. But he was very aggressive. He did it in preseason, so he did it again. So they were actually 2 for 2 on fourth down, I think. But my thing is, the offense, he gets his touchdown. Tonya was off for second broken plays sometimes, secondary looks. He looks one way at Devontae. Oh, they left the guy wide open. Boom, he's wide open. Look at all this, most of his touchdowns, he's wide open. When you do that, you're not fooling anybody anymore. They're going to cover you.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to find another way to get somebody involved in it. I thought that guy would have been Randall Cobb in the slot. If you don't have a slot player in this offense, it's going to be difficult to get Devontae open like he used to be.
Chris tweets at Big Show Network. My concern is the inability to come back after being punched. Where is that leadership on the offense to get them going again? Same with the D. They looked flat.
They did.
If they didn't get that bad call and got that interception, Savage got returned it to that could have been a spark, but it didn't happen. It didn't happen. And another opportunity was they were running the football, and it seemed like a hole opens up and it closed really quickly. I said, they're close. And then they got Lazard hit him down the seam. So I think Aaron's probably one of his biggest plays. It's like, that it gets going. It's almost like last year when they got the interception, then Shaq Barrett sacks him.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, oh, man, yep. Can't get going. But I thought, shout out to Mason Crosby, under 51 yards, 37 straight field goals. I'm thinking, there's your spark. Then I said, just get into the half.
You got the ball coming back.
Because I don't want to hear preseason. Mm-mm. I don't want to hear weather, because both teams played in the same weather. It's hot for everybody. I don't want to hear that they were in white jerseys, you were in green. Look it up. The Packers win more games with green jerseys. You just look play, it up. Okay? You play. Don't look for excuses. And that's what the coaches try to do. Guys, you can look all everywhere. The excuses in the mirror. We got to play better.
Yep, totally agree. Hey, Young Express, baby, they want to partner up with you. They're looking for full-time independent contractors that can become successful transporters of expedited freight. One of the nation's leading expedited freight companies since 1991. Clearly, they're doing something right. Live a stress-free lifestyle. Put the windows down. Turn up the radio to the Big Show and drive, baby, drive and get paid for it, too. Now, why Young Express? They have a 24/7 dispatch team. They're extremely dedicated, take it very personal, to keep drivers moving. Because if you're not moving, you're not making any money if you're sitting in a hotel for a couple of days with nowhere to go to pick up freight. You can mix it up, local, regional, or nationwide. Further you drive, more money you make, but you can still make really good money just driving locally. With minimal investment in your own vehicle, Young Express will provide you all the training necessary for you to become a successful transporter of expedited freight and 99% no-touch freight. Looking for full-time independent contractors? Join the Young Express team today. You can find them at youngexpress.com. Go start that new career. That's JUNGExpress.com. Young Express. Success drives them.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show, summed up hot and fresh. He's Sparky Fiver, Gary Ellerson, the former Packer and Badger running back. Leroy Butler, inventor of the Lambo Leap. Two-time finalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. With you here on a Green and Gold Monday, rise, shine, and dine for just $1.99. Right now at Wendy's, you can get a sausage or bacon, egg, and Swiss croissant for just $1.99. So run. Don't walk to Wendy's in the morning. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Leroy, you were out and about and very, very busy over the weekend following Leroy Butler on social media at Leap 36. Is very, very entertaining because he's always somewhere. He's always doing something. Very rarely, if ever, do you see a picture of him on his couch doing absolutely nothing but hanging out. That just does not happen normally. So, Leroy, how was the weekend?
It was very good. It really was. We're doing a lot of... We did a bottle signing at Holt Avenue, and we did another bottle signing at Pick and Save in New Berlin. Both were amazing. Plucker came to the one in New Berlin. He does an exceptional job. And, of course, Sunday we was at Classic Lanes. We had a watch party with LeapSpirits.com. Leap Vodka sponsored that. And thank you for all the fans that showed up. It was just truly amazing. And people always come up and say the same thing. Wherever they love the Big Show.
Well, that's good.
No matter where I am in the state.
No, that's not what
that's
I
good.
Get.
That's good.
That's not what I get.
You tell Dan Plucker he does a great job of booking guests and keeping the show on track.
That's not what I get. They love Steve Sparky Fife.
They want to know what you look like.
That's what I get all
the time. He does that just to poke at me.
Plucker. That's you know what Plucker looks like now. Now they want to see you.
They love Steve Sparky Fife.
Can you post a selfie right now, please?
No.
Steve Sparky Fife equals the fan.
You're the fan. All crazy. Gary, Leroy, Steve Sparky Fife. Wendy's Big Show comes up
never.
Next. More time for you to vent about these Green Bay Packers who were embarrassed yesterday. Next.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.